Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. And last night, your Miami Heat, they win 108-101 over the Philadelphia 76ers. No Joel Embiid last night for the Sixers. Tyrese Maxey gave them 31, but took a lot of work. Took 28 shots.
Yeah.
Great job by Pella down the stretch. Swedish, swish, swisha, Swede. Swede Dan Marley. Shout out to Dade South for that one.
Swisha Swede.
Well, just
I gotta bring you a swisha Swede so you'll know what we're talking about.
Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get one and give it to you. Then you'll understand what's up.
I do know what's up. I do know what's up. I would say, though, I think I would enjoy, I do enjoy Swedish swish more because I like Swedish fish.
Of course.
Delicious. Bam Adebayo yesterday with 18 and 13. Tyler Hero, 30 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals. Boy Wonder getting it going for the Heat. And then Jovic. Wow. Khalil Ware had 0 points, 13 rebounds. He had like 6 rebounds or 7 rebounds in like 3 minutes. It was crazy. Yeah. Weird game for Khalil. And then Spo was yesterday. He goes, he was talking about, he goes, you know, I know everybody's excited about Khalil and Nico, but he goes, Nico and Bam, fast. I was like, all right, dude. Don't act like you invented tall time. You had to be forced into tall time. Of course, the big news, Jimmy Butler has been traded by the Miami Heat. They traded him yesterday in the middle of the game.
Instead of trading, can we say Jimmy Butler is no longer a Miami Heat player?
Yeah, whatever floats your boat. But in return of him not being a Miami Heat player, they get Andrew Wiggins, PJ Tucker, Kyle Anderson, and a first-round pick. Now, the first-round pick is lottery or top 10 protected or lottery protected next year. I don't think that the Warriors are going to be that bad, but if they go in the lottery and they get a bounce of the ping balls in the top 10, then I believe it gets kicked down for a year, and then I think it's top 10 again, and then in 27 it's unprotected. So, but he would, I'd have a hard time imagining they would get that lucky. So you'd imagine they're going to get that pick probably this year, but at the very least next year.
Right.
Give them a little ammo. It's a good draft. They're good at drafting. Adam Simon.
Yeah.
You think Adam Simon was probably like yesterday? He goes, we got a pick? What do you mean?
Right.
He probably thought he was going to get like the summer off. He goes, we got an off summer. No scouting for old Simon. Now he's
by
like,
the way, it is pretty remarkable how well they draft.
I know.
And you know when they draft the worst?
Hmm?
When they're up near the top.
Oh.
Because you don't have any flexibility.
You are like, you are 100% on that, dude. They're two worst picks.
Because like you go with the two best players. If you have the second pick, you take the second guy. You don't really have to scout, and nobody's really got the stones to go to draft somebody other than those top two players.
He, I would say, what their worst picks over Beasley and Winslow over the last.
Shabazz Napier.
Well, Winslow. What was Winslow?
10. I think he was 10.
Okay.
He was a top 10, and then well, yeah, Shabazz Napier was a bad pick.
But that was what was he,
that was LeBron's
the first
doing.
It was LeBron's doing. It was just show. It was a show.
The first round, right?
Yeah, he was terrible.
Yeah, so I like when you get down to that, like we're
good. Somebody's saying Cam Whitmore and Gigi Jackson. Yeah, I'm not ready to put dirt on the Hawkins pick yet. Hawkins was great last year. I think he's looked pretty good these last couple of games. I like him playing his more physical, rugged style. I think it suits him better. That's his game. I want to see more of that from Jaime. I think he's another one like Bam. Like, the closer you are to the paint, the better. You mix it in every now and then. Obviously, when Bam gets that shot going, then he starts getting that three in rhythm. You mix it on up, cool. But Jaime's another one where, like, dude, he's not meant to be far away from the basket. He needs to be in the basket, right. Shoulders into people, footwork. That's what he needs to be doing.
I mean, was he always this bad of a three-point shooter?
He wasn't a good shooter in college. No, he wasn't a good shooter in college. Wasn't his thing.
All right. Well, he was a footwork guy.
Yeah, he said, I mean, his favorite players are Jimmy, DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, geez.
Kobe Bryant, like D-Wade. He loves all those, you know, those mid-range gods. Those are his heroes.
Right.
I'm not a big Hawkes guy, but he does give you some nice spin move and one layups that keep you hanging around.
Yeah, he's just been there. Just seems to be more of a force to his game lately, and I think he's another one. Like it was funny the meme last night of the trade, the fan breaking the trade news to the bench. The only guy who looked nervous was Hawkes because he's like, "Am I in the trade?" You could legitimately see it on his face.
He thought he was going to be, you know.
Hey, Hawkes, you just got shipped out for Durant.
Towel over his head, has to walk into the locker room.
Well, no, because guess what? He would have already been escorted into the locker room.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we would have known something was up.
Did you guys see at the end of the game yesterday, Kyle Lowry became viral with a meme? Kyle Lowry went up to Jimmy Butler, and take a look at this, Leroy, with their chattiness that was going on. And I got to think this is about Miss Wilson, if I had to guess. But what do you think of what Kyle Lowry's reaction to this is? Wait till the end here. And you can see they're chatting it on up. Mm. I'm trying to figure out what Kyle Lowry is hitting with because looks like
y'all serious right now?
Ooh.
Oh, I see you. Playing?
What do you think? What do you think that was about? You think you think?
Hey, Lowry's like, hey, so what's up with you in Asia, right?
I think Lowry's known because he
goes, are y'all serious now? Have y'all gone public? Are y'all still following each other? You know, no, it's just a weird thing now. What? You can see the reaction. All right.
Low dog.
Right.
Giving a congrat. You think maybe Bam dropped it. He goes, you think Bam's like, Valentine's Day engagement. You hit him with, you think you hit him with a little scoop?
You think?
I don't know.
Is Asia's not playing in the three?
I don't think she's asked to. She just got a Nike signature shoe.
Right.
I don't think she has. I mean, obviously, she's not. She's at every game, so you know.
Yeah.
She's not on the.
When do they start? They start
right after the
season. Like around playoffs. Right?
Yeah. No, they start like right after. They start right after the women's season because that's the weird thing. Like Caitlin Clark became a pro in 2 weeks.
Yeah, which is also when the playoffs start for the men, right?
No, they yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like once. Yeah. So yeah, it's March Madness. So like April. Yeah, you're right. Like April. Yeah. Right as the regular season is ending for
man, kudos to Caitlin Clark. She played a lot of basketball her first year.
Yep.
Because she went straight from college. She was a pro in 2 weeks. And then goodness.
I feel like Kyle's known about Asia. I felt like he, like, that was a look like, oh, he dropped some news. He goes, went ring shopping. Woo! Asia Adebayo.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Keep your same name. They're professionals.
Yeah, you can't change the shoes.
They're not called, are they called Asia's or Asia Wilson's?
I would go with the Asia's because that's a lot cooler. Wilson, I think of, when you think of Wilson in sports, you only think of ball. Yeah.
Like a tennis racket.
Tennis racket or a football, right?
Yeah.
Take a break here on the show. More shenanigans on the other
side. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Side. If you guys want to hit us up, 305-567-0560. Back after this.
It's our number 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
How do I say goodbye to what we had?
Ah. Welcome back, everybody.
What happened?
Hot tag, Vladzen. Thanks you, thank you to Steven for subbing in for the first hour today.
Yeah, he's going to do that tomorrow as well.
He did a good job.
Good.
He did a good job. Nice job by the Rook. No hazing today for him. He did a good job. He's a rookie, right? Like, how long? He hasn't been here that long.
Nah, yeah, he's still
been like 6 months.
Six months.
Yeah, he's still a rookie.
Yeah. I had to do a hit, so, you know.
Very good. Very good. Well, welcome, Vlad. It's good to have you here as we
react to
the news of the day. Jimmy Buckets is a Golden State Warrior after some weirdness with Kevin Durant yesterday. How does Kevin Durant feel about all this, too? Like,
easy. He does. Listen, he didn't want to spin around the block. He didn't want to go back
to
the X.
I understand that. But just the idea that the Suns were entertaining. He goes, wait, whoa. I thought the plan was to trade Bradley Beal. What are we doing? Like,
he went in there and said, mm-mm.
What do you mean, dude? And then it was like, you know, it seems like there might have been like a Hail Mary moment there for the, you know, it was kind of like one of those Mike McDaniel 30-second touchdown drives, and you're like, maybe we should just take a knee here. And he goes, no, I think we could score from the 10. He goes, it's 90 yards, Mike. There's 30 seconds. We could do it. So there may have been some brief talks, but it doesn't seem like it was going. I actually just, this was an interesting thing. Apparently, our Odyssey station in San Fran is saying that technically, this is the funny thing, it technically is a sign and trade, the extension. They had to sign, the Heat signed the extension with Jimmy Butler, and then are flipping him to the Warriors. So I think that's why it's not official yet. That's according to Tim Kawakami from the San Francisco Standard. And he does he hosts out there in the Bay Area on our Odyssey station out there. But that's hilarious. Jimmy's like, yeah, that's right. I got my extension from you guys. See ya. We're at number 10, by the way.
Who wore 22 there?
Wiggins,
right?
Wiggins. But Jimmy
switched 22s.
Jimmy switches his number when he leaves. He doesn't keep numbers. He always switches up.
I wore 33 my whole life everywhere I went till I got to Minnesota.
You didn't want to pay for it.
No, it wasn't even that. It was never even a consideration when somebody else was wearing it, and I could wear Chuck Foreman's number.
Nunya Buzz says, Tobes, you think Wiggs plays tomorrow, or does he need physicals and get him Monday by the Boston by the game versus Boston? I don't know. I can pretend like I know. I'm not really sure.
What do you think this trade is? 60 cents to the dollar
for Butler?
Yeah.
65.
I think it's what you have to figure out. And here's was my whole issue from the get go. Based on how Jimmy handled the situation, you could have got 100%. But with Jimmy's antics, there's a bunch of people that probably backed away and say, I don't want this, right? So he, in effect, made his trade value 65-70 cents on the dollar.
I think it's a little higher than that just because.
I think it's higher than that because Andrew Wiggins isn't a bum.
Yeah, I think it's more like 80 cents on the dollar. Like, you're obviously not getting the better player, Vlad, so I don't want to act like it's even for even. Jimmy at his peak is obviously, you know, the dude. But also, you consider he's going to get now an extension into his late 30s, and the Heat did get a pick, which I it's a little foreign to me. They never get picks. I don't even know what that – like, I don't know what to do with my hands. I'm like, oh, we got picks? Well, that never happens. I'm like, when is the last time they got a pick in a trade? I can't think of it. I can think of all the picks they've sent out for LeBron, Bosh, Goron, Jimmy, Terry Rozier. I can think of all those picks. I can't remember the last time they got a pick. So I think it was like eight. I want to say 80 because I feel like it's an 80 grade. I feel like it's a slight B. That's the trade to me.
It's a B.
Slight B. Like a borderline B.
So it's like a C plus.
Nope. It's better
B
than
minus?
A C plus.
It's a B minus?
No, I don't believe in B minus and C pluses. A, B, C, it's a B. It's a low B. But it's a B.
It's like an 80.
It's an 80. It's an 80.
It's right on, like,
it's right
exactly
on the line.
Exactly on 80.
Right on the line.
Okay.
Right on the line. Because they got a guy, not too expensive, perfect fit. That's exactly what they need. For whatever the hell this team's going to do, probably be like 3 games over .500, and getting the asset, I think, is huge. PJ Tucker, I don't give any grade. That's basically like writing.
I'm upset with him, PJ.
That's like writing your name on the SAT.
He's taking over. Now he's the number one sneaker guy. I thought I was making my way as being the number one. Now here comes PJ Tucker coming back.
I think, but he's not going to do anything. I mean, him and Kevin Love are literally going to be on the bench together making fire memes on Instagram. Like, that's what they're going to do.
All right.
Heckling people.
So since this is the first time I've seen you, both, welcome back from Vegas. Seemed like you guys had a great time.
We did have a great time.
Thank Leroy, you. By the way, seeing yourself on the screen was the best thing ever. They showed your sports reporting.
Hey! Look!
And this one,
and he was
bringing all the attention
man,
to you.
My hype man with me.
Bringing like, all like, the attention to you.
No,
champ.
No, dude.
But you are the big whale guy.
Yep.
Many whales seem like they've been docked.
Yep.
In their bays. One big Slovenian whale, and it looks like he's going to be docked in L.A. for a minute.
Which, by the way, I'm glad you mentioned Luka. Because they showed video of him yesterday working out. I think he's making his debut on Saturday.
He doesn't look fat.
He doesn't look fat at all. Like, at all. He looks terrific. I'm like, I'm going to tell you something right now. That Nico Harrison, he's going to need to answer for his crimes.
He's got Murgandes. He's got Grandes. Cojones, papo. Like, he's really doing.
It all started with the beer incident.
Yep.
Okay, listen. It was. I get what Michael Finley was. You don't want to, while you're talking to reporters, look like you're drinking the beer. So it wasn't like the weight issue type of thing. It was just the optic of it.
You don't take a man's beer.
But you really don't take a man's beer.
You don't
beer
take a man's
he just
beer.
Won the Western Conference final.
So if they win the championship, should you go around taking champagne from everybody?
No, you shouldn't.
Right. But they just won the The Western Conference.
They just won the West.
Right, so you shouldn't take the beer. Like, it made no sense. It made no sense, but people
That's
are always people are going to look for anything. And I always say this.
Nobody
Leroy.
Wouldn't have said nothing to adults drinking after winning the Western Conference.
You do understand he's averaging 39-8.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be
should have left him alone. I don't
supposed to be fat.
I really don't understand it. It's crazy to me.
What happens if
you know we know on Saturday he's going to drop like 45 points.
Oh, you know February 25th he's going to drop like a 50 on the Mavericks.
I think it was the Suns game and they're picking up the Lakers game on Saturday.
Yes, the Lakers game against the Pacers is now going to be an ESPN game at 4 p.m. Eastern. To see Luka's debut.
We got a weekend now.
And then the end of the month, the Lakers play the Mavs. So, but back to the thing. Back to your big whale hunting.
Yep.
De'Aaron's in San Antonio and love San Antonio.
Yep.
Luka's in L.A.
For now.
He's in L.A.
For now.
People don't like leaving LA. I don't know what it is, right? I don't know.
It ain't the Clippers we're talking about. We're talking about the Lakers.
For now. He didn't have a choice in that matter.
He said, oh, look, I got the ocean. Like,
Nobody likes the Pacific Ocean, but the Atlantic Ocean, dude.
You've never been to both oceans. You'll take the Pacific over the Atlantic.
The Atlantic is the more superior ocean, okay. More islands to go to.
Listen. Okay.
Slovenians love Miami. I mean,
it's the only whale.
Giant island off the west coast of California.
So, it's the big whale. You have to hope that the Minnesota Timberwolves continue to fall.
Because that's the guy.
That's the whale. That's the whale you always wanted, but that's the whale that might be available in 2026.
Hold on. Let's see. Oh, PJ Tucker.
Waived.
He has been traded to the Toronto Raptors.
At least he goes back to a team he's played for. Wait, why is Toronto grabbing all these people?
Because they're getting expiring contracts.
No, but I guess Brandon Ingram, PJ Tucker.
This is crazy.
This is Leroy. When's the last time the Super Bowl was hardly ever talked about during Super Bowl week?
I know.
Boring.
I know. Trade deadline.
We'll enjoy the game.
That's what happens. The NFL infiltrated Christmas, the NBA's Christmas schedule. The NBA said, all right, we're going to infiltrate your Super Bowl. We're going to infiltrate your Super Bowl.
Deservedly so.
Even on SportsCenter, they're at the Super Bowl, but all they talking about is
they're not even go. There was a time people used to get there like that Sunday night, the week before the actual game. Now they're great. They come in Wednesday and Thursday. It's like we'll come in and get out. It's like a quick in and out.
I also feel like it used to be like one of these things where like during the Super Bowl week, like people would actually have things to say on Radio Row, and it feels like everybody's just doing commercials now. You know. I know that's the deal. Like, you always go on, you're brought to you by Depends or Bounty or, you know, Tide or whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's oversaturation. But anyway, here's the trade. The Toronto Raptors are trading Davion Mitchell to the Miami Heat.
Good guard.
For PJ Tucker, a second-round pick, and cash. So the Heat get Davion Mitchell to add to a little point-of-attack defense.
Well, that got to mean Terry is
wave, maybe.
You see, they went big on the defensive side with all these trades,
as they should. As they should.
133 to the Bulls.
As they should, dude. As they should. Wow.
Yeah, you lost to the Bulls B League team, so it was
Oh my god, that was so embarrassing. Been a lot of embarrassing ones this year, though.
I heard that you called out your mans.
Who?
You know who.
Spo?
The guy from Portland.
He deserved it. He knows he deserved it.
I love the way you're like sitting on the chair as king.
Bring me somebody who needs to be called out. Eric Spoelstra. Forgot how many timeouts this year, huh?
How much of a relief do you think these guys are feeling right now?
Why you mysteriously start talking like Bane?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. When he went
from Batman.
Spoelstra. You merely adopted losing timeouts.
Point for Tom.
All right, we'll take a break. Miami Heat make another trade. Davion Mitchell coming to the Miami Heat for PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker's got to be like, damn it. Thought I was going to be back in Miami. You can live here.
But wait a minute. It's not like he's gone from bad places. He went from L.A. to Miami to Toronto.
No, he was in Utah for like a hot second.
Yeah,
I don't know if he showed up. Maybe he showed up for a physical.
I don't think he even went.
But PJ Tucker put like the Undertaker meme on yesterday. He thought he was coming to Miami.
You know what's good?
Tough ship.
You know what's good? To go back to a team to a city you've already played for. It's like you might have a familiar home. You still might have homes.
I think he does live down here. No, I think he still does live down here.
Right, but he played for the Heat and he played for the Raptors already.
PJ Tucker hasn't played basketball in over a year, though. So, like, and he's 40.
I tell you what, Toronto is expensive. Toronto is like Canadian California.
Wow.
Canadian LA?
I got to tell you something. Spo's got to be swaggering a little bit. He goes, I got defense. I got defense. Take a break. Back up to this. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you rascals up until 2 here on the program. Going to get to the mixed bag here in just a second. But want to let you guys know, we got our Slam Dunk in Vegas contest going on. You guys can win travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to lovely Las Vegas, plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. Just download the Odyssey app. Log in or register for an account and listen to WQM or any participating station each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry. You can do it every day to get an entry every single day. That's how it works. So you download that Odyssey app, you listen, you're doing it anyway. Now you can win yourself a trip to lovely Las Vegas. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd. And when in Las Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination. And visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Again, it's a national contest. Guys are just tuning in. The Miami Heat have just made another trade. PJ Tucker's getting killed on social media.
For why? Because he's getting traded from place to place?
Because yesterday on his Instagram, he posted the Undertaker popping out of his coffin. He was really excited to be back on the Miami Heat. And rats off a ship. They sent his ass to Canada for Davion Mitchell, who, do you know what his nickname is, Leroy?
No.
Off night.
Off night?
Off night. Because whoever's guarding, whoever he's guarding, you're about to have an off night.
Okay.
He harasses you on defense.
Okay.
Frog like boy it. Will be happy. New Drew Smith.
Oh, man. So... Steph Curry.
Wow, that's funny. Mac Man said the same
thing. He said
the
same thing when you said
same
that.
Same thing.
So, Steph Curry, he has thoughts on the Jimmy Butler trade. You want to hear from Stephen Curry and what he had to say about the Jimmy Butler deal?
Sure.
Here is what Steph had to say.
We know who Jimmy is. We've been in 2 finals. He's a winner. I understand there's a lot of drama down there, and who really knows what the story is. We expect to have a motivated, committed, you know, Jimmy that's ready to impact our team for the better. Got to work out the kinks of, you know, what it looks like, and I'm excited to get to work and, you know, kind of feed it off the energy of something new and somebody that's obviously had, you know, experience at the highest of levels, has a lot to prove, you know, in a new situation, and we're going to try to help each other do that.
There you go.
Yeah, I text
you don't sound very enthusiastic about the Jimmy Butler trade.
Normal. Well, just excited to get things going, start the conversation, because yeah, hit the ground running. I don't know when we'll see him in person, but excited to get it started. He did. Yeah. It's a very pleasant message, ready to go.
I'm sure his message was dollar signs. He's like, I'm good, yeah. Steph. Let's go.
By the way.
What's up?
You know, when you were doing your live yesterday, it was a great live. Everybody should check in Tobin's YouTube channel. Mm? I said, you know, you could have gotten Jimmy for 2 years, 110.
Mm?
Why didn't you just give him 2 years and 110?
Why did they? Well, that was my whole point of it. Because the Heat went at it like this, Vlad, and really wasn't even like, you're not even giving him 2 years because he already had a player option.
Right.
So essentially it was a one year. $60 million. That was the big quill. But the thing is, I think the Heat were just at a point. They very clearly were like.
They were done with him.
We're tired.
But he was done with them too. So why did, that's the question. Why did it have to get to this nastiness?
My theory is because of what Jimmy said when the season started.
Right.
Everybody was thrown off. When he said, I know where I am. I know I'm not going to get my money, so I'm just going to go out and ball. And he said that, and everybody thought they were going to get a motivated Jimmy.
two bad ankle.
Then he did the one-legged three.
Yeah, two.
I'm gonna lie to you. Why if I know I'm not gonna get my money?
But I think it also happened, Vlad. Like he had two bad ankle twists in the first. Like remember, he missed a third of the season already before he started tanking and before he started blowing everything up to bits. He had already missed 10 games and he played in a 30 game season. And he had two bad ankle twists, and I think he was like, I'm not putting it out for this Heat team that didn't pay me. I'm going to make a stink, and that's why it all led to where it led to. That's what I think happened.
Here's the other thing. Pat's whole issue with Jimmy and with this team was, if we had some of these guys play 10 more games for whatever reason, we wouldn't have been in playing situations the last couple of years. And it worked out, but you can't keep having a diet of playing. And so what he said was, hey, we need guys to play more games, which I get it. So Pat is like, until I see you can play more games, I'm not giving you another $60 million.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that because Jimmy put himself in that situation.
And I think the Heat's standpoint of all of it was like, dude, we allowed all the special treatment, you know, like I didn't agree with the Heat being like, ooh, like them whining about it when this was all going on, because they allowed that. Like that was D Wade's whole point of it, to be like, you allowed that. But I think this idea that, you know, they did all of that and it's like it's still not good enough because we didn't give you one extra year and you're gonna take everything, you're gonna burn it all down to the ground. You know, I think that was a bad look by Jimmy Butler. That's coming from somebody who was in favor of paying him. But, you know, it's unfortunate it came to that point. It's unfortunate that we're here. But it's over now. And I think that Eric Reed said it well yesterday. Like, he's going to go down as one of the best players of all time in franchise history. But it was ugly how it ended. You know, history and time passing will help all of that. It'll ease it, just like it did with Shaq. But for right now, it's frosty. But I think that, you know, I think the Heat will still ask Andrew Wiggins, hey, pick another number. Let's not make it a thing. I think that he'll get a tribute video on March, because I think that the Heat like to uphold classy looks. Don't forget how bitter it was when LeBron left. Okay, even with LeBron leaving on better terms because he was a free agent, it's still, I would say, that hurt Pat Riley more than this did. Because Pat Riley was ready for a fight on this. Pat Riley was blindsided with LeBron leaving, but they still did right by how he was welcomed back, all the pomp and circumstance, all that stuff. And I understand LeBron won MVPs and championships, but Jimmy Butler still had a very good time, and the Heat like to uphold appearances. I don't think they're going to be petty when he comes back in a month and a half. I think they want to move on. I don't think they want any more bad blood.
The fans will.
Oh, Jimmy.
I don't think so, Leroy. I really don't. Because you give them a Goosey's montage, you could fool idiots.
Are you calling the fan base idiots?
If you give a Goosey's montage, nobody's going to boo Jimmy Butler the night that he comes. Unless they want him to get booed. I don't know.
Really?
I'll tell you this right now. If he does a 54-point Jimmy on you guys, the fans aren't going to be too happy.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. I mean, he never scored 40 in the regular season for the Heat.
They'll drop 40 for the Warriors now.
We'll see.
Now that they gave him a 121.
Well, he gave him lot of money, too, and he didn't.
You don't have to be Jimmy. You don't have to be Jim VP there.
He's going to have to be.
Every certain games.
On certain nights, dude. They're going to need something.
I understand that, but I'm saying.
He would have needed to be less that with the Warriors, with the Suns, because they have Booker and KD. Like, they're going to need Jimmy Butler to give them some punch.
Over under.
Does he have it?
I don't know.
Over under. How many? How long before Draymond and Jimmy get into it?
12 seconds.
Wow. Lee wouldn't even give them a minute.
I can see it now. Hey, this ain't your thing. This our thing.
Yep. And I think. Well, listen. Very clearly, the Draymond rub was a big reason. It seems like why Katie's like, I'm not going back there.
Dude, you got to understand, like, the Warriors front office might have to look at Draymond as a perpetual harbinger for team players might not want to come to that team, because he's still apologizing to Jordan Poole's like,
It doesn't.
I said I'm sorry.
But he's got. This is the thing that people don't realize is that he's got Steph Curry in his back pocket because he has screened and done all the dirty work for Steph Curry his entire career. So yeah, he knows he's Teflon. He's never going anywhere.
You know what he is? It sounds like stay hydrated, champ.
Kind. Yeah. He's like, oh, you need a screen set? I got you. He's going to do all the dirty work. He's not going anywhere.
As long as Draymond ain't got to shoot.
They might have to.
First of all, he takes a day and a half to shoot a three.
He does.
He got a squad.
He's old. Come on, Leroy. He's old.
He always did that, though.
But now when you have the grades to show that you're old, it looks even worse.
Yeah, I would cut off all my facial hair if I was still playing.
So are we to say that after this Mitchell trade that Spo wasn't as impressed with Pelle Larsen's intangibles last night? I thought he did a good job on Tyrese Maxey. I did.
Nico.
Yeah, held them to 31.
How about
on
Nico?
28 shots, though.
Yeah.
How about Nico? Took,
oh, Nico. I'm really happy he's not gone. I genuinely think this kid's going to be good. I really do. I really do.
He's going to be. He is good.
No,
now.
I know, but I think he's going to be good.
Let me ask you this. Why didn't Kuminga get traded?
That's a good question because I think the word was, this is what I think Windhorst said. He said that when the Durant thing died, they thought it was going to be or when the Durant thing was still alive, excuse me, they thought that it was going to be Durant to Golden State. Jimmy and Kuminga were supposedly going to go
to Phoenix.
That was going to be their make good on losing Durant, and then the Heat would get Wiggins. So the only difference is they get to keep Kuminga, and they give the Heat a pick, and the Suns are left in the cold.
So we're 3 hours away.
Yep.
Does anybody get moved?
I kind of wonder about they make a move like this, right? You're going to put another guard in the rotation. One has to wonder, are they trying to find a place for Terry? Now, who the hell is going to take him without you giving me a first-round pick? That's the question. That's the question. So, I don't know, though. I don't know. And I think that there's also going to be motivation that he want to get under the luxury tax, which I think they're $5 million away. And if they can get under the luxury tax, because I think Anthony Chang said that, let me see what he said on Twitter, that this is going to be part of the Davion trade is going to be part of the Jimmy Butler trade. So I would imagine the Heat are still looking for an outlet to get Kyle Anderson out the door so they can get under the luxury tax. And if you're under the luxury tax, then you can get buyout guys.
Yeah, that was the other thing. It's going to be a lot of buyout guys. Mm-hmm. Chris Middleton, you got to figure, is going to get brought out. He doesn't want to stay in Washington.
Oh, it's disrespectful for him to be in Washington.
Right. Do you think he's going to a Western Conference team, maybe an Eastern Conference team?
Well, right now he's struggling to play basketball.
He could come off the bench and give you 10 minutes. Milwaukee was asking him to give him Chris Middleton minutes of his prime. He can't give you Chris Middleton of his prime minutes.
He can't be the third option.
He's got to be the fourth option, fifth option. He can't be the second or third.
That's the mixed bag. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2 pound strawberries or 18 ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.